All right, we're back with survival training. Why would you need survival training for such an easy business?
Because we have a tendency of stopping ourselves.
That's right. The only thing that you have to do to make that kind of money is transform your entire personality.
No problem.
Which is a worthy thing to do. Basically, doing the business will transform you, but you need to know a few things to survive and to stay positive and to stay upbeat and to stay inspired. You can't let your negative self-talk talk you out of it. That's really what it's all about. There's nothing very difficult about handing someone a piece of information and saying, hey, I thought you would like this, or I thought you might know somebody who would like this. There's just nothing difficult about that. But if you go home afterwards and say, oh gosh, they thought I was a pushy salesperson. They thought I was a fool. I looked really stupid doing that. You will literally take yourself out of the opportunity. And that's what we have to deal with to be successful, not only in this model, but in any situation in life, any social situation, any business situation. You really have to manage your self-talk, okay?
Well, this is great because so often we think, what can I do to be more aware of what's blocking me? What can I do to be more positive? What are my negative thoughts? And this is going to point it out for us, and we'll be able to change it.
Yeah. There's a great system, and I'll be making it available online to you, but I'll give it to you here in brief, and then you can get more of it if you need it. You may not need a lot of this work. It just depends on your own psyche. Some people can just continuously think about the benefits. Like, what am I going to do with that extra $6,000 a month? How would that change my life? And they can vibrate so strongly with the benefits. Like, you know, this is just worth doing. This is nothing. I'll take the flak. That they don't have much resistance, you know? Other people have to work with it. So if you have to work with it, I'll be teaching you some great ways to work with it. One of the pioneers in this field was Byron Katie, who came up with a great system. Let's say you give somebody a CD, and then you're leaving their store or whatever, and you just have weird feelings. You know, maybe they frowned at you, or you knocked over a Ming vase on your way out of the building, or something, and you're out there, and you're feeling bad about yourself. You would want to get in touch with, why is that making you unhappy? Okay, you just ask yourself, why are you unhappy? Well, I was pushy in there. Why does that make you unhappy? Well, they think I'm a jerk. Why does that make you unhappy? I looked stupid. Okay. So you get at whatever the negative thing is that's running in your consciousness by asking yourself why you're unhappy, right? Or what's upsetting you. And then what Byron Katie would teach is you look at it and you say, well, is that true? Is that really 100% true? Or is that maybe partially true? And you'd get it. Well, it's partially true. Okay. It's not completely true. So I looked bad. Yeah. And why does that make you unhappy? Well, people won't like it. So then you want to question those things. Well, they're not exactly true. They're just a little bit true. So people won't like me. Well, what's the opposite of that? People will like me. People like me. And then you flash on three proofs of people who like you. You know, I've been in business before. I'm not always perfect, but people like me. You know, and Joe likes me. Mary likes me. Sal likes me. And you flash on proofs and it sort of takes the edge off of that thing you were thinking, right? Or I don't look good. Then you make the opposite occur in your thoughts. Well, I look okay. And then you think about it and you find some proofs. I look okay. I just walked in and gave somebody something and there's nothing wrong with that. That looks okay. People have given me things before and it looked okay. I've had people give me offers before and I didn't hate them. And, you know, maybe I'm really okay. Because neither of those beliefs is true. They're just beliefs. And you can say, I looked stupid doing that. Or, I look fine doing that. And whichever one you decide to lean on is going to make you feel a certain way. So does that make sense?
Yeah, you're talking about choices.
Mm-hmm.
Choices are good.
Yeah. And choosing the positive thought is an art. And a science, because when you choose the positive thought, you emit an entirely different band of frequency waves.